ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ओम् हनुमान् रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। अञ्जनानन्दनं वीरं जानकी शोकनाशनं कपीशमक्षहन्तारं वन्दे लङ्काभयङ्करं बुद्धिर्बलं यशोधैर्यं निर्भयत्वमरोगता अजाड्यं वाक्पटुत्वं च हनुमत्स्मरणाद् भवेत्। बुद्धिर्बलं यशोधैर्यं निर्भयत्वमरोगता अजाड्यं वाक्पटुत्वं च हनुमत्स्मरणाद् भवेत्। असाध्यसाधकस्वामिन्ने असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदुतदया सिन्धो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो। ओम् ओके बिकॉज़ इट्स अ स्मॉल हनुमान जी he's brought from India, sir. Okay. So, rāga-dvesha-viyuktaisto viṣayānindriyaischaran ātma-vaśyair-vidheyātmā prasādam-adhigacchati. So, prasādam-adhigacchati, I explained last class. Prasāde-sati kim-syāt iti ucchate. When there is quietude, when there is when there is stillness in the sense when the thoughts are resolved, when the mind becomes steady. In fact, prasadaha means the mind being calm and quiet. See, only in knowledge, the absolute calmness, the absolute peace is possible only in jnanam, only in ascertained vision, only as a sort of contemplation. But still, as a relative calmness, not absolute calmness, relative stillness, relative peace, no, means the mind being steady, that is possible as a result of this, as a result of this raga dvesha vyuktaihi indriyaihi charanna, that is said there. And once that one enjoys relative peace, by living a life of dharma and having mastery over this mind and senses, because of the dispassion, because of the knowing, because of the understanding of the limitations of other things, then what happens, that is said here.
prasade sarva dukkhanam
hanirasyopajayate
प्रसन्नचेतसो ह्याशु
बुद्धिः पर्यवतिष्ठते प्रसादे सर्वदुःखानां
हानिरस्योपजायते
प्रसन्नचेतसो ह्याशु बुद्धिः पर्यवतिष्ठते So prasade, what happens in prasada? Prasada means the mind becomes steady and calm. As a contemplative person, what happens for him? Sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate. For such a person, hanihi upajayate. Tasya hanihi upajayate. For him, there is a hanihi means destruction here. Or elimination, removal, resolution. We have to say all these words. There is no such thing called total destruction. You know that now very well. that only when I say thoughts are eliminated means what? Thoughts are resolved. No, hanihi upajayate. So hanihi upajayate, the hanihi of what? Now, the elimination of what happens? Dukkhanam, sarva dukkhanam. So dukkham, or you can say dukkham, dukkhasya or dukkhanam, not one sorrow. See, sorrow can be in a different degrees of pain which arises in the form of thoughts. You know, this is the dukkhanam. So there won't be any sorrow at all. Different degrees of pain. Okay, dukkhanam as hanihi upajayate means sorrow is nothing but a thought. Sorrow, any different degrees of pain, sorrow, grief, sadness, all these things act nothing but thoughts. And these thoughts, sorrow of thoughts will be resolved for him for good. Asya sarva dukkhanam hanihi upajayate. Kada prasade. Understand? Prasade, when the mind is, hanihi upajayate. Then, prasanna chetasaha, when the sorrow, because all the thoughts resolve, when you say mind is calm means, the mind becomes calm, in that sense, the sorrow also resolves. Isn't it? When the sorrow also resolves, then there happens the vision of the reality. Vision of the reality is already there. It's not that newly happening or anything. The vision of the reality, which is already there, becomes steadfast, assimilated, ascertained. So what he says here, asya buddhihi ashu pari ava tishtate. Buddhihi tishtate. Buddhihi here means actually vision, knowledge. What already he has is buddhi here means the knowledge here. Knowledge of the reality or vision of the self is what buddhihi tishtate avatishtate pari avatishtate means what? See, tishtate means simply stands, isn't it? Avatishtate means remains rooted. Pari avatishtate, when we say, it remains rooted well. Mean what? It remains steadfast. So the vision becomes steadfast. Vision of the self becomes assimilated, ascertained and doubt-free. Okay, this is pariyava tishtate. How long it takes? Ashu. Ashu means within no second. Ashu means soon, no, immediately, at once. It has this sort of distance. Okay, first it quiet, then mind becomes quiet. And after, when the mind becomes quiet, it looks as though when we say in sentences, it looks as though afterwards it happens. No, ashu, at once. No, become vision becomes steadfast for the one who is calm. Prasanna chetasaha. Prasanna chetas is what now? The calm, quiet, serene minded person whose even all the thoughts are resolved, even the sorrow of thought is resolved, then for such a person is said to be prasanna chetas. For prasanna chetasaha, buddhihi pariyavatishtate. Okay? Vision becomes ascertained. Let us see what Shankara says. Prasade.
Prasade.
Sarvadukhanam.
Sarvadukhanam.
Adhyatmikadinam.
Adhyatmikadinam.
Hanihi.
Hanihi.
So, sarvadukhanam, when you say, of all the pains, of all different degrees of pain, of all the sorrows, hanihi, there is elimination, there is resolution. Hanihi. So, sarva dukkhana means kesham, kidrushanam dukkhana. Now, what type of sorrow you mean? He says, no, adhyatmika adinam. Remember that adhyatmika adishabda stands for what, etc. Etc. meant what? Adhyatmika tapaha, adibhautika tapaha, adidhaivika tapaha. You know that I told, maintain, explained when I explained the Shanti mantra. Tapaha is heat actually. Tapa, pain also is said to be tapaha because it scorches. It can scorch. As heat can scorch, pain also can scorch the mind. Haunt the mind. That is why the pain is said to be tapaha. And the tapa caused by what? Obstacles. So adhyatmika tapaha, adi bhautika tapaha, adi bhautika, adi daivika, adhyatmika. We say here. So, See, pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources, one's own self, anybody, anything other than oneself, adi bhautika, then natural calamities, you know, over which we have no say. I mean, unpredictable, uncontrollable, okay, such things when they happen. So we say this altap, this cause pain. This is the sar dukkham. Dukkham, kidrusha dukkham. What type of sorrow? Dukkha naam. Dukkham is sorrow, isn't it? But why plural is given? Because threefold. The pain caused by obstacles arising from sources are three different sources. One's own self, anything and anybody other than oneself, and natural caused by natural calamities. So there's no fourth type of, there's no pain caused by fourth type of problems arising from, there's no fourth source. There are only three sources of pain. So now pain is always what? Pain, the sources of thing. You know, only three sources of obstacles. Amazing. You can say that. That's why three times shanti. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Don't need to say fourth time. You know, sources of obstacles are only three. But they may cause varieties of, you know, lots of pain. So he says here, sarva dukkha naam adhyatmik adi naam. So any pain caused by any obstacle arising from one of these three different sources. So adhyatmik adi naam hanihi. What is hanihi? Vinashaha. Nashaha itself is destruction. And vinashaha means what? No, total destruction. In fact, total destruction means, I told you already, there is no such thing called total destruction of anything. It's only elimination. No, it means this pain is removed for, eliminated for good. Pain becomes resolved for good. Again, there won't be pain at all. That's why it's called vinashaha. So, vinashaha, asya yatehe upajayate. Asya means kasya, asya yatihi. Yatihi kaha sanyasi. Kaha sanyasi here, you know, yaha, videyatma. One who has mastery over his, you know, mind, one who has shamaha, the master of his mind and senses, and one who has highly dispassionate, one knows the limitations of all the objects, thereby one who's contemplative, or such a person, no, sarva dukkhanam hanihi upajayate kada prasade. The mind becomes calm and quiet, there he really has this ascertained vision of the reality. Therefore, he says, kincha, say no?
Kincha.
Prasanna chetasaha.
Prasanna chetasaha.
Prasanna chetasaha, Shankara explains here, shuddha.
Shuddha.
Antahkaranasya.
Antahkaranasya.
Not only shuddha antahkaranasya, he says, swasthantahkaranasya.
Swasthantahkaranasya.
You have to understand one thing. Shuddha antahkarnaha is said to be swastha antahkarnaha. Look at this. Shuddha antahkarnaha means pure-minded, isn't it? See, one whose mind is free from impurities means what? One has got his impurities resolved. Okay, never it is eliminated, it's only resolved. One has got his impurities resolved, is shuddha antahkarnaha. One who lives a life of karma yoga becomes shuddha antahkarnaha. Here we are talking about a jnani here. So swastha. See, the pure-minded, here, absolute purity, it is not relative purity. Understand now? If you simply live a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga, prayerfully, worshipfully, you know, being committed to values, if you live a life of dharma, then naturally you are karma yogi, mind becomes pure, isn't it? Pure impurities. But still, you are only relatively pure. Total, absolute purity is only in jnanam. Why? Because how there is absolute purity in jnanam? Because even if you are relatively pure, by living like a karma yoga, you know, you only have what? Relative purity. You are not absolutely pure. Why? Because still ajnanam is there. As long as identity with the, you know, ahankara, the erroneous notion about the self is not resolved, as long as this identity with the body, mind, complex is still there, relative identity is okay, but still identity is not with the Chaitanyam Brahma, there till then there will be what? Impurity. Still there is a sense of being small, the problem of smallness being centered on I continues to be there. Therefore, there is no absolute purity. Only in jnanam there will be absolute purity. So here, we are talking about the... So prasanna chetasaha means one whose mind is not totally resolved, one who is calm-minded means he is a shuddha antakkarnaha. Shuddha antakkarnaha means what? No, he says swastha antakkarnaha. Swasthanam, one's own place. Understand now? For where H2O is swasthanam. Understand now? For where H2O is swasthanam. Similarly, here we can say for every thought, for every entire mind, for the whole jagat, swasthanam is what? Consciousness here. And what? How do you recognize it? We already know it is only as the content of the I thought. So what? This, what is this I and what is this am? This am is a thought, the knowledge. Am is a knowledge, which is a thought, form of a thought, and I, which is also a thought, and for this thought, where does this thought exist? What is the substance of the substantive? What is that? Where does it exist? No, is only consciousness, isn't it? So that is the swasthanam. Swasthanam of own place of abode of. No, substratum of existence of the truth of reality of every thought is just what? Only consciousness. Swasthanam. But the way swasthanam is what? Swasthanam is what? Is H2O. Similarly, for the mind, I, for the I, swasthanam is what? Awareness. If the identity is now with, if I is resolved in awareness, I become resolved in awareness, then what happens? Identity is with that reality of the whole jagat, Bhagavan. Then that is what, then that's what swasthanam. Swastha antahkaranaha, the mind, the enlightened mind, the enlightened mind which has recognized its own swarupam, thereby resolved its identity with the Surupam, is called Swastha Antahkaranam. The one who is endowed with that Swastha Antahkaranam is Swastha Antahkaranaha. Is it not? So enlightened minded. One who has resolved his Antahkaranam, you know, in its reality. Swastha Antahkaranaha. That's why Sanskrit language is a beautiful word. Health, you know, we have Swasthyam. No? Swasthyam, Swastha means what? Healthy means one who is, you know, one has right identity is the perfectly healthy. Swastaha. In Ayurveda, aswastaha means sick. Understand? So swastham is health. Here, swastha antahkaranasya, he is the person of absolute purity. The mind, one who is endowed with a mind of absolute purity. Okay, mind with absolute purity, absolutely pure-minded. Swastha antahkaranasya, he, yasmat.
Yasmat.
Therefore, ashu.
Ashu.
Ashu means soon. Lord Shiva is called Ashutoshaha. One who pleases soon, immediately is what? Ashutosha. Vishnu takes time. He thinks very, he won't immediately, no? That's why he is not Ashutosha. That's why in Puranas they always say Shiva immediately people go and praise and praise and he can be pleased soon. And immediately he gives boons to people like Ravana. And they become arrogant and they cause a lot of troubles. And then people go and complain, all devatas will go and complain. And Brahma will come and will all go to tell Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu comes, no? I take an avatar. So okay, that's a different story anyway. So here this is a different place. Anyway. So Ashu Shigram. Ashu, what's the meaning he gives? Shigram. We learn two adverbs now. Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
Paryavatishtate.
Paryavatishtate.
See, paryavatishtate, Shankara explains, akasham iva.
Akasham iva.
Parisamantat.
Parisamantat.
Avatishtate.
Avatishtate.
Atmaswarupena.
Atmaswarupena.
Yeva.
Yeva.
Nischali bhavati.
Nischali bhavati.
Ityarthaha.
Ityarthaha.
See, when the wave recognizes its swarupam being H2O, visvasthanam, then that H2O being the intrinsic nature of the water, the wave, you know, when does it lose? It never loses its swarupam. It's eternal swarupam that is. Similarly, here also, when this mind recognizes it as Surupam, as the meaning of the word I, as the substratum of this I, when a mind recognizes the Surupam being Chaitanyam, Brahma, Chaitanyam, then the Chaitanyam is what? Pure knowledge, the awareness is the very nature. Therefore what? Buddhihi paryavatishtate. You know, it remains steadfast. Nischali bhavati. Nischalim, nischalanam. Chalanam means moving, shaky. But nischali bhavati becomes firm. No, unshakable. Nischali bhavati, steadfast. The vision becomes ascertained. Why? Already it is swarupam. Anything attained means it is subject to get lost. The swarupam being what it is already, it cannot be lost. Isn't it? In terms of knowledge, it is attained now. The swarupam, knowledge of the reality is attained again what? In terms of knowledge? Because it is very nature, isn't it? Nischali bhavati becomes steady. How? Akasham iva parisamantat. Now can you shake the akasha? Why akasha cannot be shaken? Space cannot be shaken. Mood. Achalaha, isn't it? Why? Because there must be some place where it is not, then you can move it aside. Like how he pulled this table. Because some space must be there. If already all pervasive thing, there is no space, for any movement there must be some space. There is no space where the space is not. That is why space is something which cannot be moved and shaken. It is already firmly placed, isn't it? Similarly, in the space things can be moved from here and there. But space itself cannot be moved. Similarly here, this jnanam also, akasham iva paryavatishtate, isn't it? It becomes unshaken, it becomes firm and steady. It means the vision of the self being Brahman becomes ascertained, assimilated, doubt free. That's what is said here. Is it clear? Evam prasanna chetasaha avasthita buddhehe. So prasanna chetasaha, Shankara gives avasthita buddhehe. Avasthita buddhehe. Avasthita buddhi means what? Sthita buddhi. Like how prati sthita prajna yasya saha sthita prajna. One more word is what? Avasthita buddhi yasya saha avasthita buddhi. So avasthita buddhi for him, one person of firm doubt free vision, for him krita krityata means what? Krita krityata means this is an accomplishment. Krita krityata. Krita krityata means what? Really, life becomes what? Accomplished life. His life is life of accomplishment. He has sense of accomplishment. Krita krityata. Yataha. Tasmat. Ragadvesha. Viyuktaihi. Indriyaihi. Shastra.
Shastra
aviruddheshu
aviruddheshu
avarjaniyeshu
avarjaniyeshu
yuktaha
samacharet
iti vakyarthah. So what he said, tasmat, therefore what? Krita krityata. See, ragadvesha viyuktaihi indriyaihi shastra aviruddheshu avarjaniyeshu yuktaha. Okay, shastra viruddha, shastra aviruddha. Okay, shastra viruddha means what? Anything opposed to what is said in shastram is what? Shastra viruddha. Shastra aviruddheshu means avarjaniyeshu. Varjaniya means to be given up, to be avoided things. Avarjaniya means what? Need not be avoided. Okay, shastra aviruddheshu yuktaha. So being endowed with, the mind which is involved in only things which are not opposed to shastram. Samacharet, may one perform, may one live. Iti vakyartha. सायम् प्रसन्नता स्तूयते एंड सच सेरेनिटी विच इज वेरी मच सो द एब्सोल्यूट सेरेनिटी इज ओनली इन डिस्कवरिंग फुलनेस इसन्ट इट एंड आल्सो देयर इज अ कृतकृत्यता देयर इज अकॉम्प्लिशमेंट रियल अकॉम्प्लिशमेंट सो हियर And that serenity is praised in the following verse again. How, if there is no, we'll see the next verse now. Nasti buddhira yuktasya, nasti buddhira yuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavana,
nacha yuktasya bhavana.
नचा भावयत शांतिः नचा भावयत शांतिः अशांतस्य कुतः सुखम् अशांतस्य कुतः सुखम् नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य नचा युक्तस्य भावना सो हियर अयुक्तस्य बुद्धिः नास्ति सी हु इज अयुक्तः हियर Yuktaha means integrated minded. Yuktaha. No, we say yogi also, no? Yogi is a, an adjective, isn't it? Yukta is a participle. The participle visarga is now like an adjective only. See, one has got his, no, one who is still making efforts to be an integrated is a yogi, isn't it? One is already integrated personality is what? Integrated person is yuktaha. No? Yuktaha means who? How can one become yuktaha? Well, by being committed to live a life of values. No? By having a life governed by dharma and one becomes yuktaha. It means one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment. One whose thought, word and deed are identical. He is a yuktaha. Integrated personality. If that is not there, he is ayuktaha. What you think is different from what you say is different from what you do, then there is disintegration. There is a split personality, isn't it? So split personality is ayuktaha. Ayuktaha in Tamil we also have ayogya as a common word, okay? We also have it in ayogya. No? So ayogya, just we simply use it. Uneligible. Yogya has an eligible person. Ayogya has non-eligible person. So here ayuktaha means the disintegrated person is ayuktaha. The one who cannot live a life of dharma, who is the one who does not follow the dharma? Here we have already studied about, read about what? One is shamaha and damaha, etc. Remember that. One has mastered his mind. I mean, one who can manage the mind prudently, intelligently is the one, you know, who has shamaha. How is it possible? For which one should know. That's why purushartha nischaya is very important. Purushartha nischaya must be there and moksha being the ultimate choice and must be very clear. And moksha is something to be discovered, not to be attained, must be very clear. And moksha is in the form of knowledge. Knowledge which is the means and moksha are identical. That must be very clear. And the knowledge is what? Again, is moksha is to be something to be attained in terms of knowledge. And which is the very surupam of the reality must be very clear. And reality is Bhagavan must be very clear. And that reality is available for recognition only as subject of knowledge, only as the content of the word I must be very clear. And for that jnanam, one has to recognize that surupam of the whole, only where? Only in one's own mind, surupam of the mind. That is why this mind has to become pure and steady. Unless antakarna shuddhi naishchalyam are there, it is impossible to have the vision must be very clear. Then in the context, one will know the value of values. One will know the value of knowledge. See, knowing the value of values, knowing the value of knowledge will help one to know the limitations of artha kama dharmas also. So one has to pursue artha and karma to live this life in conformity with dharma ultimately for jnana which is moksha. Nothing has to be, isn't it? So knowing the limitations that what they cannot do, the purushartha nischaya is not there, artha karma will become the ultimate goals. Artha kamas are ultimate goals mean the means which you have to serve the relative ends which are supposed to be the means become the ultimate ends means then definitely one may not know the value of values. Then it is impossible for one to have mastery, to be able to manage one's ragadveshas. See, managing ragadveshas implies one's knowledge or understanding of the cognitive understanding, understanding of the importance of knowledge, the value of knowledge, isn't it? And only then one can be what? One can make efforts to have shamaha and damaha, isn't it? Otherwise, shamaha, damaha, which are such imposed to disciplines. Actually, any discipline is enjoyable. One can live disciplines easily, effortlessly, prayerfully, if one knows the values. Otherwise, I tell you, following discipline actually imposes pain. It's very difficult. That's why people feel so burdened when they're so, too much of discipline makes people feel burdened because they don't know the value of that. Make them know the value of discipline, and they will all follow. It becomes easy. So this knowledge or the value of knowledge really helps one have what? Have the knowledge of the limitations of other things also. That helps one know the value of values. Then one can follow shamaha and damaha. You know, raga, dvesha, vipta, indriya, charna, all those things are possible. Then achya person is what? Yuktaha bhavati. He only becomes integrated minded. Isn't he? So for yuktaha, it is, we know what happens. Yuktaha, for him, mind becomes prasadaha siddhiti. Calmness is possible. And in that calmness, it is possible for him to have the ascertained vision of the knowledge, this vision of the reality. It is possible. But here what happens, for what happens to the ayuktaha? See, for the one who does not know purusharthanishcha, one does not know the value of knowledge, one who cannot know the value of values, for such a person, definitely what? Ayuktaha. For ayuktasya, look at this. Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. Definitely for disintegrated minded cannot have, disintegrated person cannot have prasada. Look at this. Disintegrated person minded cannot be a calm minded. Definitely turbulent minded. Isn't it? No? Disintegrated person will be turbulent minded. And such a person will how can he have the vision? How can he understand Atma at all? Buddhihi nasti. Definitely he will not have knowledge of the reality. Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. He says, then ayuktasya bhavanana. Why it is not possible for buddhi means what? Not simply understanding, oh, Brahman is consciousness and then Atma is consciousness, everything is. You are simply understanding, having the doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality. Isn't it? That is what is buddhihi here. Buddhihi here means ascertained, doubt-free vision. It's not possible. Even if a person listens to the Vedanta, going to Vedanta classes, sometimes may not be very effective. People find it. Because why it doesn't happen? Because still yuktata nasti, still yuktaha, one has not become yuktaha. So ayuktasya, for disintegrated minded, here buddhihi nasti, knowledge is not possible, ascertained vision is not possible. Why? Because ayuktasya bhavana nasti. The disintegrated minded is a turbulent minded, unsteady minded. For a turbulent, unsteady minded, bhavana, contemplation is impossible. Contemplation implies what? Isn't it? Mind being focused is the distracted minded cannot be contemplative. Isn't it? Second thing, he doesn't even know what is to contemplate on. Therefore, bhavana nasti. Then, for the one who cannot be contemplative, for abhavayata shanti nasti, for the one who cannot be contemplative, it is impossible for him to resolve, have the thoughts resolved. Shantihi nasti. Ashantasya kutaha sukham. How can there be, sukham for the one who's not peaceful? What does it mean here? You have to understand, I told you many times the difference, the fullness and peace, the difference between happiness and peace. People always think, happiness is what, I told you, being happy is being limitless, and being limitless is being full. And fullness. So one who knows the self, one knows the reality as the self, and is the one who has discovered fullness. The one who has discovered fullness is the one who revels in fullness. One who revels in fullness is the one who is free from, free from sense of inadequacy. One who is free from sense of inadequacy is the one, one has is the one who is free from all needs. One who is free from all the needs of, is the one who is free from all desires. He is not the one who suppressed the disease. No, not the one who has destroyed the disease. Like, not possible. One has got his desires naturally resolved. Desire cannot arise if there is no need. If there is no need, you know, there is no need, how can the desire arise? Desire is always expression of one having needs. And the needs are possible only if there is inadequacy. How can there be needs if there is no inadequacy? So sense of inadequacy has been resolved when in discovering fullness. It is why we say it implies so much. Where there is fullness, one who has discovered the reality as the self is the one who has discovered fullness. One who has discovered the fullness is the one who revels in fullness. Nerevil tilakkiravan. One who revels in fullness is the one who is free from the sense of inadequacy. The one who is free from sense of inadequacy is the one who is free from needs. The one who is free from needs is the one who is free from the hold of desires. Understand? The one who is free from the hold of desires is the one who has got his desires resolved. One has got his desires resolved is the one who has got his thoughts resolved. Thoughts being resolved is what? The turbulence being not there. That is what is peace. Understand now? So one, that's why fullness and happiness, no, this peace. We have to understand this something very clearly here. So ashantasya, for the one who is turbulent minded, for him, kutaha sukham, how can there be sukham? There's no, so there's no greater luxury than reveling in knowledge. That's what is said here. Let us see what Shankara says. How can there be the kutaha? That's the question here. That's an objection. Okay. Nasti.
Nasti.
Okay. Na asti na vidyate.
Na asti
na vidyate na bhavati.
Na bhavati.
Iti arthaha.
Iti arthaha.
Nasti buddhihi nasti. Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti iti arthaha. Ayuktasya bhavana nasti. Abhavayataha shantihi nasti. So ashantasya sukham nasti. Has to go with nasti, has to go with everything. No sukham, kasya sukham nasti. Who doesn't have sukham? Kasya sukham nasti, ashantasya. But the one who is turbulent minded, no, there is no sukham. Therefore, who is the one who is restless, agitated? No, abhavayataha shanti nasti. If you cannot be contemplative, then there is no shanti. Who is the one who cannot be contemplative? Ayuktaha, the disintegrated cannot be contemplative. Why? Because for the disintegrated person, even knowledge is not possible. Isn't it? So he says, that's what? Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
So here, buddhihi Shankara, what is buddhihi here? Buddhihi literally means intellect. So here what the word buddhihi means is this. Atma-swarupa
Vishaya
Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
So Atma-swarupa Vishaya Buddhihi. Atma-swarupa Vishaya Buddhihi means what? Knowledge for which, okay, the subject matter is the swarupam. Is what? Self-knowledge, that's the meaning. Atma-sarupa Vishaya Buddhihi means what? Knowledge for which the subject matter, subject is? Object is this very self. So knowledge of the self, that's what we have to understand. Ayuktasya.
Ayuktasya.
Shankara explains ayukta as asamahita.
Asamahita.
Antahkaranasya.
Antahkaranasya.
See, yuktaha is equal to samahita antahkaranaha. Samahita antahkarnaha means what? Integrated minded. One whose thought, word and deed are in alignment. He is samahita antahkarnaha. Samahita antahkarnaha is ayuktaha. Ayuktaha means what? Asamahita antahkarnaha. Very simple, isn't it? Like satyam asatyam. Sometimes this negative particle is very helpful. Makes its language very simple. Asamahita antahkarnasya. Nacha.
Nacha.
Asti.
Asti.
So, kim nasti? Ayuktasya.
Ayuktasya.
Bhavana.
Bhavana.
So, ayuktasya bhavana nasti. Okay? For the disintegrated minded, for the turbulent minded, even contemplation is not possible. What is bhavana here? Atmajnana.
Atmajnana.
Abhinivesha.
Abhinivesha.
Beautiful word, abhinivesha. See, not being able to miss the vision of the self is abhinivesha. Now, abhinivesha literally means, you know, actually entry. Abhinivesha is penetration. It's called abhinivesha. Literal meaning. But here, Atma Jnana Abhinivesha means what? Once you have the vision of the self, then you can never miss the vision of the self. Once you, because it is a very eternal sorup, isn't it? So the being, that's why always I say, contemplation is something which you never do it, you're always in. For all that, to be contemplative, to be in contemplation, to be contemplative, you must have all the vision. Understand, only the wave knows Swarupam being H2O, it can never lose its. If you Bhagavan's called Achyuta, that which does not slip away is what? Chyuta, na chyuta, no? Chyutaha na, kadapi na chyutaha bhavati. When does H2O slip away from wave? Never. Isn't it? That's why Achyuta. Like that, reality, the Vatsadvastu, the absolute reality which is there always in everything, no? Is Achyuta. That is the thing you already recognize where? In your own mind. As the very essence of the mind. Isn't it? So here what he says, once you know that, then you never miss it. So what Atma, it is Atma Swarupa, Atma Swarupa, Atma Jnana Abhiniveshaha. So being contemplative upon the nature of the self, being in contemplation always is not possible. Have you got it? Nacha asti.
Nacha asti.
Ayuktasya.
Ayuktasya.
Bhavana.
Bhavana.
So bhavana literally means thought and thinking and meditating. Bhavana is also thinking and thought also. But here bhavana means our contemplation, which is said here. Atmajnana abhiniveshaha.
Atmajnana abhiniveshaha.
Okay. Tatha.
Tatha.
Nacha.
Nacha.
Asti.
Asti.
So, abhavayataha.
Abhavayataha.
So, Atma Jnana. Say no?
Atma Jnana.
Abhinivesham.
Abhinivesham.
Akurvataha.
Akurvataha.
Beautiful. One who is not contemplative, but Atma Jnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha. One whose attention of the mind is not focused on the nature of the self. Atma Jnana. No? See, we already know the self, but attention of the mind must be focused on the Swarupam which I have understood. So focusing the attention of the mind on the nature of the self, no? Which you have understood. See, it's called Atma Jnana Abhiniveshaha. So, Atma Jnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha. Atma Jnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha means for the one who is not contemplative. Shantihi.
Shantihi
means what? Upashamaha. Upashamaha means what? Resolving or resolution of the thoughts is not possible. See, if you're contemplative means, thoughts cannot arise. Understand? And later on, when you understand the truth of every thought being the consciousness also, then you don't need to flatten the thoughts, but still thoughts are resolved. Knowing the truth of the wave being H2O is resolving the wave in the thought, in the water, isn't it? Similarly, here also, truth of the thoughts being consciousness is resolving thoughts in the reality. So here, only for the person who is contemplative, that resolution of thoughts is possible. So, Atma Jnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha, for the one who is not contemplative. So, Upashamaha, Vrittina Upashamaha. Vrittina Upashamaha means what? Resolution of the thoughts is not possible. Is it clear? Therefore, Ashantasya.
Ashantasya.
Kutaha sukham.
Kutaha sukham.
So for the one who's, therefore one who's turbulent minded, for him, kutaha sukham. How can there be sukham? Indriyanam hi.
Indriyanam hi.
So sukham here means not, because sukham is always used with the dukkham also. There it means only pleasure, isn't it? But here sukham means what? Nitya nirantara sukham. Okay? That limitless joy, happiness is not possible. Indriyanam hi.
Indriyanam hi.
Vishaya.
Vishaya.
Seva.
Seva.
Sorry. Not to see properly, so I'm sorry. Vishayameva.
Vishayameva.
Seva. Yeah, seva only. Vishaya seva.
Vishaya seva.
Trishnataha.
Trishnataha.
Nivrittihi.
Nivrittihi.
Ya.
Ya.
Tatsukam.
Tatsukam.
See, indriyanam hi. Vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi. Ya. Tatsukam. Amazing. He says, what is sukham here? The sukham when one has, when the attention of the mind is taken away from, withdrawn from the external objects. Attention of the mind is taken away from the external objects means it has to be placed somewhere. The attention of the mind cannot remain by itself. You know that? That is what is called emotional dependence. Means it has to lean on something. Attention of the mind has to be focused on something or the other. Understand now. Then you have something to hold on to. That is called emotional dependence. That is why mind is a delicate darling. It needs always some support, you know, hold on to. And so here, you see, that's why any tender, delicate creeper cannot stay by itself like a big trunk of the tree. It needs to lean on something. Isn't it? Like this, mind also was for attention of the mind, needs something or other to focus on. Always it will be taking from going from so many things to be going. That is how the mind is. But here, indriya, so here it says, vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi. Okay, vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi is free from. Indriyanam vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi. The attention of the mind which has been withdrawn from what now the external sense objects. For the attention of the mind to have been withdrawn from external sense objects, where it must be placed, it must be somewhere, no? Understand? You know, one attention is focused. Attention is focused on the nature of the self. Thereby, what happens now? Nivrittihi that sukham, then that is sukham. The attention of the mind being taken from the other objects and placed on the nature of the reality alone. When it is placed on the nature of the reality, there is sukham. That sukham is what? Swarupa sukham. Swarupa sukham means what? Everlasting. Bond sukham means what? Time bound. It's a state of mind. So we always say, no, pleasure is a fraction of fullness. It is, isn't it? So swarupam sukham is what? Swarupa sukham is everlasting. That sukham. Swarupa sukham is not possible. He says, Vishaya Vishaya Trishna.
Vishaya Vishaya Trishna.
Na Vishaya Vishaya Trishna.
Na Vishaya Vishaya Trishna.
So, Vishaya Vishaya Trishna means what? Not the thirst for the external objects. Not that sort of, not as in a pleasure. This is Sukham. That Sukham, he says, Dukkhamevahisa.
Dukkhamevahisa.
So in fact, the attention of the mind focused on Vishaya Vishaya is what now? Dukkhameva. Any time-bound pleasure, no, which is not Swarupa Sukham, which is bond Sukham, is what now? Dukkham. No, why? Have you to get lost? Pleasure also is pain, because pleasure is not going to be there permanently. Pleasure, okay? Now, see, going through pain is pain, okay? And losing the pleasure is what?
Pain.
Pain. Pain. Pleasure is going to go definitely. Therefore, any pleasure is definitely pain only. So, it's not permanent. No, that's the nature, isn't it? Na.
Na.
Trishnayam.
Trishnayam.
Satyam.
Satyam.
Sukhasya.
Gandhamatram.
Api. So, Trishnayam Satyam Sukhasya Gandhamatram Api. Utpadyate. Kasa upapad utpadyate.
Ityartha.
Okay, you have the flavor of, you know, sukham. Gandhamatrame means what? Not having simple, just time bound, that's what it is. Therefore, what he says is, ayuktasya, okay, ayukta, who is the one who ayuktaha? One who does not have shamaha and damaha for him. He'll be disintegrated. For the one who is disintegrated, definitely bhava na jnanam na siddhiti, bhavana, contemplation is not possible, ascertained vision is not possible, therefore resolution of the thoughts is not possible, therefore luxury, okay, the everlasting sukham, everlasting happiness is not possible. Even if there is some pleasure, that pleasure also is only pain. This is the conclusion. Is it clear now? It's good, you're able to do fast, aren't we?
Yes, great.
Okay, ayuktasya kasmat buddhihi nasti. Very beautiful. So look at this. Shankara is answering now. Shankara is saying, uchyate, it is said here. What is said here? Ayukt for the disintegrated minded, why knowledge is not possible? Why ascertained vision of the reality is not possible? That is said here. So what? Why can't I be disintegrated minded? Still, why can't I have the vision of the reality? Why can't I have the vision of Bhagavan? Why can't I be disintegrated minded also? Why not? Being disintegrated minded also, one can have the vision of the reality. If it is possible, no? Then if vision of this ascertained vision of the reality is possible, means sukham is possible. Limitless happiness is possible. So you can be disintegrated mind and still you can have sukham, nirantara sukham. That means what? One can be disintegrated minded means what? And one can live the way one wants to, one doesn't need to live a life of values. One can disturb the order like anything. One can go and rub against the order. Isn't it? No, that is not possible. Why vision of the reality is not possible for the one who is disintegrated? See, why a person is disintegrated, we know. One who does not live a life of dharma is definitely disintegrated person. Disintegrated minded. He does not have any shamaha, damaha, he is disintegrated minded. For the disintegrated minded, knowledge is not possible, vision is not possible. Why? That is said here. Indriyanam hi charatam.
Indriyanam hi charatam.
Yanmano nu vidhiyate.
Yanmano nu vidhiyate.
Tadasya harati prajnam.
Tadasya harati prajnam.
Vayurnavamivambhasi.
Vayurnavamivambhasi.
So, Indriyanam hi charatam yan manaha anuvidhiyate. Yan manaha charatam indriyanam anuvidhiyate. The mind which is, you know, suppose senses are with sense objects. You cannot keep your eyes and ears closed all the time. They're meant for keeping, you know, keep open and then you have to use them. Senses are for keep, always they should be kept open and we be more alert also. Kept open, sometimes we don't see things, we only look at things. That is why we dash things and all that. So here actually, senses are meant for perceiving sense objects. But the senses are the sense objects, where should the mind be? You know, mind also, if the mind which moves along with the senses, which are the sense objects, it means what? Mind is not at all by itself. It's always with the senses. Through senses, with the sense objects. Then what happens? That mind, the mind which is now attention of the mind, which is focused on the objects, which is with the senses and sense objects, that mind, what happens? Prajnam harati, harati, it snatches the buddhi. No, it snatches away the buddhi, takes away the buddhi. Harati means what? Snatching, you know that. It takes away the, rubs away the buddhi. Prajnam harati. Kasya prajnam, kim harati, manaha harati. Look at this. Mind snatches the buddhi. Here, harati means what? Even the knowledge. No, knowledge is because mind is totally given to the sense objects. Why? Mind is with the, mind can be with sense objects, but there can, mind is with senses which are the sense objects. So, indriya, charatam indriyanam anuvidhiyate yan manaha, tad manaha eva harati. Charatam indriyanam na anuvidhiyate yan manaha, tad manaha na prajnam na harati. You have to say that also. Isn't it? Prajnam harati. How does it take away the buddhi here? It is impossible because mind is not available for contemplation. Mind available for recognition. Mind is not available, busy all the time. How can it need some attention, isn't it? So here, prajnam harati. Vayuhu navam iva ambasi. See, vayuhu, no, the wind can always fill what? Navam, boat. Ambasi. The boat on the water can be easily filled by the wind, isn't it? Vayuhu yatha vayuhu navam, ambasi. Yatha, ambasi, in the waters, vayuhu navam na harati, tatha manaha buddhim harati. So mind is like what now? Vayu. Buddhi is like what now? Navam, boat. What does it do? It fills.
It fills.
Yeah, it snatches. It takes away. I mean, here mind drops away the buddhi, but here fills. No, it makes it sink. Understand? So what I'm saying here, this mind is like what? The wind is like the mind here. Buddhi is like what here? The boat is, buddhi is like the boat. Buddhi means what? Knowledge. That means such a mind cannot have the knowledge. Because attention must be available for the vision to take place and for the vision to be ascertained. Attention must be available. Attention is not available. Why? Attention is elsewhere. The attention goes, not like the mind attention goes, it snatches away the buddhi knowledge also. Therefore, it cannot take place. Therefore, it is very important. Why he talks about it here? When does the mind go after the senses and sense objects? Only if the mind is disintegrated. Understand now? The mind of the disintegrated minded, isn't it? The disintegrated mind only can go after senses. The integrated mind, okay, where there is shamaha, where there is damaha, that mind will be backing the senses, but will not be going along with the senses. I mean, it has some, because there's understanding of the limitations of sense objects. What the sense objects can do, what they cannot do. Where there is knowledge of the limitations of sense objects that they cannot give me what I seek, then naturally the mind will be dispassionate towards those things. Isn't it? See, what I seek is this. When things that objects cannot give me what I seek, then naturally I won't be interested in that. Isn't it? So this is a cognitive change. The dispassion born of the dispassion itself is a cognitive change, in fact. Born of the understanding, isn't it? So such a person, that is why it's very important for one to have shamaha and damaha also. To be able to manage one's thoughts and desires. And now we cannot undo your thoughts because you're not creating your thoughts. So they will resolve in knowledge vision naturally. But until they are going to be resolved in vision, for the vision to take place, they have to be managed. How will you manage? No, only by having Shamaha and Damaha. How can I have Shamaha and Damaha? Only if you know the limitations of what they cannot do. To know what they cannot give you, you should know what can give you also. The passion for knowledge will help you have dispassion toward other things, and naturally mind will not be interested. So mind will not be carried away by sense objects to the sense, even if the mind is with the senses. See, mind has to be with the senses. You can't take away the mind. Mind will be back in the senses. Mind will be with the sense objects also through the mind, sense. But still, there will be prudence. No, there will be the dispassionate mind, even if it is a sense objects, and then that mind will, understand, no, is not, dispassionate mind is said to be the mind which is not going moving along with the senses. Listen now, the passionate mind means what? I'm not saying being passionate is wrong or anything. Please understand here. One who does not know the value of knowledge, and thereby one who does not know the limitations of other objects. Who is the one who does not know the value of knowledge? One who does not have Purusharth Nischaya. That's a simple thing. If there's no Purusharth Nischaya, there's no value of moksha, there's no value of knowledge, then definitely you overvalue things that you will get everything. Artha Kamas can give you everything else. Then overvaluing things means what? The Artha Kamas become the ultimate, then value of dharma may not be known, then manaha indriyanam, that is when the mind goes after senses and sense objects. Such a mind, highly extroverted mind, what now? Pragyam harati, snatches away this knowledge. Isn't it? How? Vayuhu navam iva ambasi. Vayuhu is so powerful, it can even what? No, ambas, this navam, so fragile. Understand? If the knowledge is, that's why it is very clear, clarity is there, then one can have mastery, one can have shamaha, damaha, then one can have this, one can develop dharma, then one can have what? One can be yuktaha. Isn't, if a person is yuktaha, then a yuktasya manaha, now indriyana, listen now, it does not go after sense and sense objects. Ayuktasya manaha, definitely disintegrated minded, the mind of a disintegrated person will definitely be after all these things. Then for him, pragyam harati, that mind snatches away the buddhi. So we'll see here. Indriyanam hi
yasmat
charatam. So yasmat means always is no. Yasmat means kasmat. Therefore, why? Because in the yasmat, whenever you say yataha, you have to say why? Because no, like that. Indriyanam charatam. Swasva vishayeshu. So swasva vishayeshu charatam indriyanam. What do the senses do? Every sense organ, sense power is with its own respective sense object. Eyes will be seeing the, you know, all the forms and colors, and then ears will be listening to, will be after senses, hearing power will be after words, isn't it? Every sense power is with its own respective corresponding sense object. So, swa-swa vishayeshu charatam indriyanam. It is very clear, isn't it? Because eye does not go after command sound, or hearing does not go after form and color or light. So, swasva vishayeshu charatam indriyanam. The sense powers which are with the respective sense objects. Pravartamananam.
Pravartamananam.
Pravartamananam means just being active and busy. The senses which are with their respective senses, sense objects. Yat manaha,
yat manaha
anuvidhiyate. Anuvidhiyate, Shankara says, anupravartate.
Anupravartate.
Mean it follows. Mean what? It mind also is actively following the senses which are with their sense objects. That means mind being not available for contemplation or anything. Okay? That's not. Tathu indriya
vishaya
vikalpanena
vikalpanena.
So indriya vishaya vikalpanena. Indriya vishaya vikalpanena means what? Distracted by the sense objects. The mind which is the senses, which is now goes off the sense objects, distracted by the sense objects, he says, pravrittam,
pravrittam,
manaha,
manaha,
asyayatehe,
asyayatehe,
harati,
harati,
prajnam,
prajnam.
So such, that mind snatches away the buddhi, knowledge here. He says, Atmana, Atma,
Atma,
Anatma, Viveka Jam, Pragyam, Nashayati. Here in Bhashyam, you have to see, Atma, Anatma, Viveka Ja is an adjective for Pragya. Okay, Harati means what? This mind, the distracted mind, distracted by the sense objects, you know. Is happened now, it snatches away the knowledge means, it destroys. Snatches away the knowledge means what? How can mind snatch away the knowledge? It destroys means what? Even doesn't destroy. No, actually, the mind is not conducive for the knowledge to take place. That's what it means. Nashayati, what? Ka prajna, what is the prajna? What is the awareness? It doesn't, no, here. Atma anatma vivekaja prajna. Atma anatma vivekaja prajna. So the knowledge, okay, the prajna means the knowledge born of the discrimination between atma and anatma. Is it clear now? Atma, when you say very clearly, what is atma, what is anatma, when you say, there is some awareness. That's called Atma Anatma Ja, Atma Anatma Viveka Ja Prajna. Vivekena Jata Prajna. Atma Anatma Viveka is what? Discriminative understanding of what the self is, what the not self is not. Okay? Atma Anatma Viveka Ja Viveka Ja Viveka. Atma Anatma Vivekena the Prajna Jayate. There is one prajna jayate. What is that? Ascertained, you know, vision of what? The anatma is mithya, atma alone is satyam, mithya is atma. There is no second thing other than the reality. That ascertained vision of the oneness of reality is what now we can say. Atma anatma viveka ja prajna. First you had that prajna has to take place. What is that? All that is there is only reality. Understand now? That prajna, when does it happen? When you resolve the mithya in satyam. For to resolve mithya in satyam, what you should have? Discriminate. First of all, you should know what is atma, what is anatma. Atma, anatma, viveka must be there. No? Then, one by the discriminative understanding of what is atma, anatma, there is bond. Atma anatma viveka ja prajna. The awareness comes. What awareness comes here? Awareness of awareness being the only reality. Everything else being mithya, isn't it? So, this is knowledge. Prajna knowledge, is it? Then nashayati katham nashayati, how does it destroy? He says vayuhu
navam iva
ambasi. See, vayuhu, wind, you know, navam, the boat, that also you know, iva, like, no, where? On the waters. Ambas, water, ambasi, locative. So here udake, simple, want to give different simple meaning. Udake, Udakam is a simple word for ambas, innocent. Udake,
Udake.
Make it much simpler. Jale.
Jale.
I'm adding, it's okay. Okay. jigamishatam.
Jigamishatam.
No, this jigamisha is a desiderative word. No, desiderative. Gantum iccha, like moktum iccha muksha, jnatum iccha jignyasa, patum iccha vipasa, boktum iccha bhuksha, like that. You know, we have that, no? Vaktum iccha vivaksha, like that. Jigamisha means what? Gantum iccha jigamisha. You have jigamisha. So jigamisha, no, no. Jigamisha means what? Gantum iccha. So jigamisha. So here, jigamishatam. Yatrikanam. Samyatrikanam.
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 Margat.
Margat.
Udhritya.
Udhritya.
So, margat udhritya. See, udhritya means having lifted the boat from its way. Margat udhritya. Okay, udhritya means having lifted it up. Okay, having lifted it up. Udhritya. Now, unmarge.
Unmarge.
It pushes aside, okay? Outside of the way, yatha,
yatha.
Vayuhu,
vayuhu,
navam pravartayati,
navam pravartayati.
See, by distracting it from the way, it pushes aside. Now, for whom? For those who want to reach jigamishatam, those who want to attain. Jigamishas also want to attain also. Those who want to reach the show, okay? It takes away. The understand now? So, he says, evam atmavishayam prajnam
atmavishayam prajnam
hritva
hritva.
So, similarly here, what does this mind do? This mind, the disintegrated mind, which is with the senses, which is, you know, extroverted, which follows the senses, which is not available for contemplation or meditation, such a mind also drops away what takes away the knowledge, snatches away the knowledge. Means what? That mind is not conducive for the knowledge to take place. Understand now? Because where does the mind take this buddhi away? Isn't it? Manaha.
Manaha.
Vishaya vishayam karoti.
Vishaya vishayam karoti.
Okay, it says pragyam hritva manaha vishaya vishayam karoti. So, atma vishayam, look at this. What does this mind do? This manaha, the mind which is given to the sense, pursuit of sense objects. Okay, what happens? Not simply the pursuit of sense objects, which is totally committed to the sense objects, which is with that. It vishaya vishayam prajnam karoti. It makes the buddhi vishaya vishaya, not atma vishaya. Understand now? Atma vishaya means what? Attention of the mind is atma, then atma vishaya buddhihi. Attention of the mind is vishaya, external objects, vishaya vishaya buddhihi. So, if the atma vishaya, buddhi is atma vishaya buddhihi, then the buddhi will become what? Ascertained. Vishaya vishaya buddhi means atma vishaya buddhi will not be there. Why this vishaya vishaya buddhi? Because mind is the sense objects. Why mind is the sense objects? Because mind does not know the limitations of sense objects. No understanding in that mind of the limitations of sense objects. Why? Because there's no shamaha, there's no damaha. Why? Because there's no understanding of the value of knowledge. Isn't it? All these things have to say here. So this is how it says here. Look at this. Ayuktasya kasma buddhihi nasti. How, why knowledge cannot, vision of the atma cannot become ascertained for the one who is disintegrated minded. Disintegrated person's mind will drop the knowledge. The disintegrated mind will be with the sense objects. It won't be atma vishaya buddhihi, it will be vishaya vishaya buddhihi.
Can I ask you? Very often, one, the mind is very clear about the teaching as you give it, but then we all know that there's a lot of forgetting. So we ask, how is there so much forgetting? So is this really the explanation, that the mind is busy amongst the sense objects, so the knowledge is actually lost? Is that the explaining?
Yeah, being forgetful is a little different from completely, you know, lost. Being completely lost, not totally lost.
Okay.
That is why contemplation itself is to constantly remind you of to be with the vastu. No, that is why we always say, satsangatva nisangatvam. We always say nisangatva nischitattvam. What we say here? That is why constant study, it is very natural for the mind to be forgetful of these things, even though you remember. Isn't it? Even though you know. Forgetfulness is very natural. It's called habitual error, isn't it? Habitual error. It's not a big thing. Again, that's why one good thing about Shastram is, it completely frees you of all guilt. Never does Shastram find fault with you. Don't you know that there's a reason, okay? We never find. That's why it's Sruti Mata, like a mother. All any rubbish and nonsense will accommodate. Okay, no problem, don't worry, you can just change. Shruti is called Mata, because it's Veda, Veda Mata always accommodates, because it says why it is. It is natural for you to be forgetful. Again, that's why Shraddha. Again, this way constantly, that is why contemplation itself is, even after having studied things, having gained knowledge also, that is why we don't, the first say we say prajna. Prajna is jnanam, knowledge. First you have prajna. Shravanam, he gives you prajna. But still, there's a sthita prajna, which is not ascertained. That until ascertainment takes place, till even though prajna is there, there is first lack of, absence of prajna. First there's ignorance. There's ignorance only. And there's no knowledge or anything. Now, having been exposed to study, you have some knowledge. There's prajna. Prajna is there, still when I'm the same like how when I was ignorant. When I was completely ignorant, how I used to be, and the same even after having prajna. When I didn't have prajna, I was the same. Now, after having prajna, also I'm the same. There's no prajna at all, it's impossible for you to have what? Sthita prajna. First have prajna. So prajna is not enough. Understand? Prajna has to become what? Sthita prajna. Ascertained. That is what it happens. Even though we know this. So how to make the prajna sthita prajna? Mananam. Shravanam gives you only prajna. Mananam means what? Again, reliving Shravanam. How can they relive Shravanam? Repeatedly listen, doing Shravanam. Shravanam done once must be done again. Then what? That is when doubts will arise first of all. First understanding must be there for the doubts to arise also. Nothing goes and means how can there be any doubts? Isn't it? So doubts also will arise. And the doubts also have to be, again continuous Shravanam will help you to resolve the doubts also. When the doubts will be resolved, then what will be there? Understand? So same Shravanam and Mananam will become what? Same Shravanam will become Vididhyasanam. First there were some doubts. Now when you relieve Shravanam, doubts are resolved, then what is called Nididhyasanam? Nididhyasanam is what? Constantly reminding yourself of the Swarupam. Constantly you have to remind yourself of what you are. What you are not, what you are. If you constantly think of what you are, you will remember what you are not. To remember what you are not, you have to think of what you are all the time. Which we did not know before. Now you know and you forget. Again you go back to you what you are not. Understand? That is why Nididhyasana. Nidhyasana is constantly reminding oneself of what one is, thereby in order to what one is not, what the self is not. Amazing, isn't it? That helps. And is why no problem. We keep on listening. Shravana will take care of us. Oh, gee, I understood everything. I forget. Doesn't matter. Again, we start. Isn't it? This way. That is why you hear how to remind myself of myself all the time. Even for that, you show the value of it. That is what sthita prajna. Sthita prajna is ascertained, isn't it? So, if you don't even have prajna, it's important for you to have sthita prajna. So, for the prajna to be there, thereby to have sthita prajna, see, prajna is that this sthita prajna is possible. In the process of prajna, no. Until prajna becomes sthita, we have to be doing something. But prajna itself is not possible if a person is ayuktaha. Ayuktasya prajna eva na bhavati siddhiti. And leave alone na sthita prajna. But disintegrated minded. Isn't it? So for the one to be yuktaha. So karma yogi has complete mastery over mind and senses. As well, living a life, karma yoga itself is enough. The commitment to dharma. That's amazing. See, commitment to dharma helps one manage the thoughts. The only way. See, how can I manage my mind? You know, people ask, how can I manage my thoughts? Commitment to dharma. How can I be committed to dharma all the time? You have to have discretion. What is right? What is wrong? Is it necessary? Is it not necessary? Is it useful? It is not useful. It is useful or not? Is it right or wrong? Is it relatively right or absolutely right? No, this is okay. Because whenever you justify some wrong things as right, that is where we have to be very careful. No, that is why we always say what? When I find it very difficult to even discern what is right and wrong, be prayerful. You are not even able to discern what is right and wrong, then what else can you do? Now I go and ask for somebody's suggestions. Always people cannot help you discern right and wrong. That is why you have to be prayerful. This is very important, I tell you. You know, this any shastra teaching, keeping away the prayer and worship, I will not accept. No, people talk about all big things. It's very important because prayer will help. Prayer, that's why prayer is always for the spontaneous expression of one's understanding of one's own utter helplessness. You have no say. No? So one has to be prayerful in order to discern even some. Of course you can very well discern right and wrong, isn't it? And once discerned, so having the capacity to discern the right and wrong, then being blessed with the will to choose to do the right and avoid the wrong, it is very important. That is enough. That is the only way you have to, that's the only thing, that is how you can manage your mind. You cannot destroy your mind, undo your mind, but you have to manage your mind, no other go. Isn't it? In jnana, in sthita prajna, in ascertained vision, you don't need to manage anything. Nothing will be there to be managed. Understand? The question of managing comes only when the mind is there. What happens in jnana? You're not undoing the mind. Mind is resolved in jnana. You have complete, total mastery, absolute mastery over the mind. You don't need to do anything with the mind there. Because when reveling in fullness, the mind which revels in fullness, understand now, is free from problems, means you don't need to manage the mind. The mind needs management only when it has problems. Isn't it? Healthy mind cannot be managed. The sick mind. Ajnanis, jnanis, mind is a healthy mind. The swastha. You know? You saw that the swastha antakkaranam. Swastha antakkaranam means what? Healthy mind. Jnana means healthy mind, which revels in fullness, which has resolved identity with the totality, in the reality. Otherwise what? Any ajnani's mind is still not perfectly healthy. isn't it? Healthy. We're not, when compared to other people who are imprisoned and who are chained, and no, we are not that bad, but still, it was not totally healthy. Isn't it? This unhealthy mind. So unhealthy mind has to be managed because it needs a lot of care, lot of attention. Healthy mind doesn't need any attention. It's not that we have to attend on also. So managing, how can you manage? See, the self-management, I told you many times, self-management, mind management is self-management in fact. Mind management means managing one's thoughts, means mainly managing one's desires. If you can manage your desires, you can manage your anger also. Desire management, anger management is a thought management. Thought management is the mind management. Mind management is self-management. They're all same. Self-management is the mind management. Mind management means thought management. Thought management means anger and desire management. Anger and desire and anger management means what? Now, being conscious, being alert and conscious of not going against values. Being committed to live a life of dharma. So being committed to live a life of values means you have to have the one has to discern always. It is a lot of attention. It needs a lot of attention. You know that you will be very alert. Always to be conscious of not doing the wrong things. Not doing wrong in any way. And being doing only the right thing means. Of course, we can't sometimes.